the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto. So in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you about some of the stuff that's obviously been going on around the world. We've got Brexit, we've got Trump, we've got Syria, we've got a £100 billion hull due to Brexit, according to the government. And so it's really important for us just to put all this into context. And the context is this. The context is that this has absolutely got nothing to do with me whatsoever. I might talk about this stuff on podcast. I might use it to motivate and inspire me to continue to let the silly people make all the decisions that affect an entire nation or an entire nations, you know, all around the world. But frankly, it's got nothing to do with me. And what do I mean by this? And is it a bit sort of egotistical, you know, and maybe it is, and frankly, who cares? Because that's got nothing to do with me either. Such as, I'll give you an example. The best example is your opinion of me has nothing to do with me because it's more a reflection on you than it is on me, for example. It might be a reflection on me, I suppose, but as far as I'm concerned, your opinion on me has got nothing to do with me. I am who I am. And some people will love it and some people will hate it and some people aren't fussed either one way or another. And that's totally fine. That's a reflection on them and what they've got going on in their life. So, and bear in mind, there's someone somewhere who's always got something going on, from a bad childhood to bad finances to a bad spouse to a bad brother and sister to a bad parent to a bad money situation to bad health to being terminal to having a baby. You know, we've all got stuff that's going on right now. And it's really easy to get distracted by all this stuff that's going on. You know, that stuff I've just referred to is a little bit closer to some of the external stuff, which is like the government stuff and Brexit and Trump and all that kind of thing. But this is what's really important, is that none of that really has anything to do with your journey that you're on. And it's about being focused and about staying on that journey. Because it's really easy to get distracted. And it was Winston Churchill, and he said, you won't get very far if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks at you. And every dog that's barking at you is the Donald Trump and the Brexit and all of this bad health and bad relationships. All of those things are stopping and barking at you. And you're stopping and throwing stones at them to get rid of them. When actually you should continue on your journey down the street to get you to where you, is where you want to get to. Because I guarantee when you get to where you want to get to, the dogs have disappeared. And the dogs are different type of dogs as well. Some of the dogs are Donald Trump and Brexit and all the bad stuff that's going on in the world. It's really easy to get distracted. But some of those dogs are your family and your friends. They're stopping and barking at you to tell you that what you're doing is absolutely wrong, it'll never work and it's incorrect and blah, 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 blah. Right, I've had that so many times in my life. I've had so many people saying, Dan, you're wrong. It doesn't work like that. And the people that are saying it doesn't work like that are the people that have 9-to-5 jobs. Even, you know, 20 years later, you know, they had a 9-to-5 job back 20 years ago and they've still got a 9-to-5 job and it's just slightly different. It pays slightly more. They're still living in the same area or maybe moved to a different area, but they're still going through the same thing, getting up and going to work, coming home, having tea, having an half an hour with the kids, going to bed, waking up and doing it all again, getting to Friday night, get drunk Friday, Saturday, regret Sunday night because it's Sunday night and you have to stay up late because you don't want to go back to work, and then back on Monday and you're doing it all again. All those people are the dogs that are yelling at you, barking at you to stop you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. Their journey is different. Their journey is to bark at people, to tell people what you're doing is wrong, it'll never work. That is their journey, and it's a reflection on who they are. It's not a reflection on who you are. And I hope you get that differentiation because it's really, really important. When I first started investing in property, I started at the age of 26. My mum said, don't do it, don't buy it, it won't work, blah, blah, blah. That was a dog that's barking at me, telling me not to go and do something. And it was irrelevant to my journey. And eventually, when I decided to finally buy the house, I'd done the numbers a million times over the 6 years previous to getting my first house. When I actually got my first house, she said she thought I'd rushed into it. It's crazy. Just dogs barking at you all day long. Because that is their journey. Their journey is to bark at you. Your journey is to ignore the people barking at you and continuing. So whatever's going on in the world has got nothing to do with me. You know, if, let's say someone gets stabbed in London, okay. And so what's that got to do with me? It's got nothing to do with me. Let's say someone gets stabbed in Leeds. That's got nothing to do with me, unless it's like my family or friends or something like that. Someone's being stabbed right now. It's got nothing to do with me. And you could say, well, that's very selfish of you. There's not a lot I can do about it. Someone's getting stabbed in New York right now, this very moment. There's not a lot I can do about that. If I could, I would, but there's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing I can do about the war in Syria. There's nothing I can do about Brexit. There's nothing I can do about Trump. Now, you could say, well, you know, Dan, you could get off your backside and create a political party. Oh, my God, I could do that. You're right. Why on earth would I want to do that? How is that going to help my family and help my children? Oh, but it's bigger than just that, Dan. It's about helping society as a whole. Let society look after itself. I've got my own goals that I'm striving for, and that's exactly what I've done. Oh, but that's a very selfish way of looking at things. You're damn right it is. You're damn right it's selfish, because what has the government ever done for us? This is the old Monty Python scene. What's the Roman, what have the Romans ever done for us, other than aqueducts, a place for democracy to take place and so on? But that's how I see the world. And so I'm totally focused on what can I do to improve my financial wealth that will help my immediate family and my children and the people that I love and care about. That is my number one thing. By the way, we're not completely selfish, because obviously we go out and we do the backpacks for homeless people and that sort of thing. We do, you know, we give to charity and all. It's all for charity. All that stuff, right? Let me tell you a story, actually. I've got a funny story. So we were at a networking event, and the guy was teaching from the stage at this event, and we're all sat on these tables. We're quite sort of close to the front, although the back was quite close to the front. It's a small room. So we're sat there, and this guy's saying about how he, you know, he's got a 100 grand house and he's negotiated it down to 75,000. And then on the day of exchanging contracts, he'll go back and he'll say he'll knock another 10 grand off. And the poor couple, they've obviously got to take this 10 grand off because they're hoping to sell. And this guy's bragging on stage about how he thinks that this is a really good thing to do. And I was just appalled, by the way. I think it's disgusting. You know, it has to be a win-win situation. That's how we teach our clients. It's got to be a win for you. It's got to be a win for the investor. It's got to be a win for the person selling their home. You know, within the realms of their circumstances that will allow them to do the deal, right? Otherwise, the deal can't happen and nobody wins, right? So it's got to be a win-win-win situation. But this guy is basically on about screwing this old couple over on a day of exchange by 10 grand. And he's bragging on stage. And I leaned over to my mate Dave, because we've all got a mate called Dave, haven't we? If you've not got a mate called Dave, you need a mate called Dave. Men and women, you need a mate called Dave. So I lean over to my mate Dave, and I'm like, and I said to him, that's why we don't sell to property investors. And the guy on stage, he went, sorry, what was that? And I thought, oh, I've been caught, you know? And I'm like, no, nothing, it's fine. He's like, no, come on, if you've got something to share, you can share it with us all. So I thought, okay. So I'm looking at him and I'm like, that's why we don't deal with property investors. What I think you're doing is really underhand, and we would never treat an individual like that. It's got to be a win-win. And the guy's getting all flustered on stage because we basically called him out. And it's a bit embarrassing when you confront people like that, isn't it? But screw it, he deserved it. So we called him out, and then he starts sort of stumbling over his words, and then he moves on to his work for charity, which is what I've just done, obviously. And it's like, you know, we all have this sort of thing, I think, where, you know, we say something and then, oh no, I shouldn't have said that. Let's talk about our charity work. I just find it really funny. I wanted to share that story. Anyway, so whatever goes on in the world has got absolutely nothing to do with me. Nothing at all. The only thing that's got to do with me are the things that impact me. So does Brexit impact me? Well, it does, but because I can't change the result, I'm just one person with one vote, and I didn't even bother to vote, by the way. But even if I did, would it have made a difference? No, because for hundreds of thousands of people voting against me anyway. So why bother? That's why I don't vote on anything anymore. But what I do vote in is I vote for myself. I vote for my decisions. And people say, yeah, but you're still impacted by what happens on Brexit. And you're right, I am 100%, which is why the focus that I give the result of Brexit is totally on me and my family. And what can I do to further shore up my financial wealth? So that if something happens that the government can't make a change, let's say removing interest rate relief, which is what they've already claimed they're going to start doing. Now, is that going to affect me? Of course it is. Have we got a plan in place for doing that, which is paying down the mortgages as quick as we can? Absolutely. And so, yes, we're having to deal with some of the consequences of these actions that happen. Donald Trump getting in power. We don't know what those consequences are yet. But me campaigning against Donald Trump will have zero difference on Donald Trump. But me campaigning to increase my cash flow and decrease my expenses and to ensure that we're buying more assets to continually increase our cash flow on a month-by-month basis, that is what we should be focusing on. And so when I'm saying that whatever is going on in the world has got nothing to do with me, I absolutely 100% mean that. And I want you to start changing the way that you think, because there's a difference between those people who've got wealth and generating income every single month like I do. Okay, whether I get out of bed or not, that money comes in. Okay, there's a few bits to do with like chasing tenants maybe and a few repairs here and there and so on. A few, I wish it was just a few, but there's always repairs going on. But other than that, that money comes in because the assets are paying. Now, there's a difference in the way that people think. So the way that I think is about keeping my tenants as happy as I can, hitting up repairs as quick as I can. And sometimes we can't be quick because there's a delay, there's a part that's missing. My handyman, just in the last couple of weeks, his car's gone off kilter, so we've had to use other people and we're not getting the same results and so on. So that stuff happens, okay? But where we can, we try and hit the tenants with repairs as quick as we can. We chase them up if rents haven't been paid. We wish them a Merry Christmas and all that stuff. So we're looking after people as much as we can. That is what my job is. And so the mindset of that, it's completely different when someone has to get up and go to work Monday to Friday, 9 till 5. It's completely different. And so the mindset of someone who's doing 100 million a year, the people out there that are doing 100 million, or even just a million a year, let's just take a nice and achievable figure, like £1 million of income every year. It's achievable, right? It's £83,000 a month. So it's possible. But the mindset of that person is completely different. Then they might be looking at Trump, but they're not worried about Trump or Brexit or whatever else, because they've got something in place. They've got a plan in place. Now, sometimes if Trump was an upset, which it was for many people who didn't expect him to get in, those plans have to change. But if they don't get cancelled, they just adapt. They adapt to whoever's in power. They adapt to Brexit. They adapt to the fact that mortgage interest rate relief has been removed, that stamp duty is now 3%. We may even change our investment structure away from UK property over to somewhere else. But UK property is looking really good right now, especially if you're living overseas and buying in the UK. Things on 15, 20% sale because of the exchange rates. So I just need you to sort of make this transition. And so the reason why I'm talking about the differences in the mental faculties of people who work 9 to 5, people who've got income coming off assets, and people who are doing £1 million, is that they don't focus on these external things going on. They focus on what they're going to do and what their journey is and what their jobs need to be. And that's exactly what you need to do. So, like, get off Facebook. Facebook's like a horrific place for people's opinions, because everyone's got an opinion, right? And usually it doesn't match up with your opinion, because their experiences and life experiences and knowledge and education levels are completely different. So think about this. When I post something in a Guardian website, let's say, in a comment section, bear in mind that I'm moving up towards the 1% in terms of wealth and that sort of thing. I'm probably there, right, in the whole scheme of things. But my education is completely different. I've probably spent in the last... I would say in the last 10 years, I reckon we've probably spent about £70,000 to £80,000 on self-development. That's an awful lot of money, you know, including Tony Robbins, including going to the States, £5,000, £10,000, £15,000 on coaches. We've got a £20,000 coach right now. You know, we spent an awful lot of money. In fact, I'm thinking about this, and it's probably a lot more than the £70,000 I've just quoted when I think about it. We just spent £20,000 on a business coach. So, if you think about that, like, my life experience, my knowledge is completely different to someone who gets up and goes to work. Even someone who's an accountant, my life experience and knowledge to wealth is completely different to theirs. Now, I'm not saying that theirs is right and mine's wrong, or that mine's right and theirs is wrong, but who's got the wealth? Who's got assets that generate income each and every month? Now, I think the accountant, who knows all about money, should understand that. This is one of the reasons I was always confused about financial advisors, because financial advisors have to go out and work for the money. Like, why are your assets not generating the income? If you're such a good financial advisor, why are your assets not replacing your income? I just don't get that, right? And it's because their life experiences are different. So the key here is that you've got to stop thinking about what's going on in everybody else's life, what's going on Facebook and on the Guardian website and Donald Trump and Brexit. And you've got to focus on what's your plan and stick with that plan. Stop throwing stones at every dog that barks at you. Stick to the plan. Like, if you haven't got a plan, go back and listen to one of your other podcasts. We've got a podcast on 90-day goal setting. Go listen to that one. Get a plan in place and then totally focus on getting what you want out of that plan. It's for you. it's for your kids. Now, by the way, on the Guardian website, when you say, I'm a property investor and I'm doing this to generate income, they call you a pleb, a leech, they say that you're not an entrepreneur, blah, 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 blah. Because that's their outlook on life. And they're saying it's selfish and you should put houses back to people who want to buy them. And there's plenty of houses out there if people want to buy houses. I'm not taking people's houses off them. But that's their experience, their life experience. That's all they can see is happening in their world, effectively. And so for them, it's very, very difficult because they can't see how I see the world because they've not got the same experiences. And when they say, oh, it's really selfish, it's like, yeah, you're right, it is really selfish. I'm not doing this for society. I'm doing this so that me, my wife, my kids, my close family, my friends, they all can benefit from what I'm doing. And that's the whole point of it for me. I'm not doing this to go out for society. That's a different box. I've got different boxes for stuff. I've got a different box for health. I've got a different box for a relationship for my wife, a different box for a relationship with my kids. And because I've got three kids, I have different boxes for each one. And I've got a different box for helping homeless people, which is the backpack charity, the Lufia Project, which is on Facebook. And so it's not for me to spread that wealth into society. That's the government's job. And let's face it, the government's pretty poor at doing that. But it's not my job. My job actually is to educate people. So if they then want to take the actions I've taken and get the similar sort of results that I've got, then they can do that. That's why we do coaching. That's why we do the podcast. That's why we've got all the videos. But it's not my job to drag people kicking and screaming into doing whatever it is that they actually don't want to do, because they're happy barking at every dog and they're happy checking out Facebook. So one of the differentiations, by the way, is that rich people talk about ideas, poor people talk about people. And if you're too busy talking about people on Facebook or what the Kardashians did last week or any of that sort of bullshit, then they're the dogs that are barking at you right now. What you want to be doing is talking about the deal that you're trying to you get over the finishing line. You know, 25% off deal, you've dropped 1,000 leaflets or you've spoken to estate agents, you're doing your bandit boards and you've got a couple of phone calls. That's what you want to be focusing on, getting those deals across the line. Not about people going, that's disgusting. You're ripping people off, getting 25% off their property. Not if you're going bust next week, you're not. You're actually helping those people. The 48% discount that I got, my best ever deal, was from a couple going through a divorce and there's holes in the walls at the property. And you're like, what are the holes? And the guy's looking a bit sort of shifty. And that's all the violence that's going on in the house because the couple are going through a divorce. So it's like, we need to do this deal pretty quick, right? Yeah, yeah, quick as we can. Like, we probably saved someone's life, quite frankly, on that deal. Oh, no, it's disgusting, you're ripping people. No, we probably saved someone's life, actually. But, you see, poor people don't see that. Guardian readers, they don't see... By the way, if you read The Guardian, I sort of apologise, but sort of don't as well. Get off The Guardian. It's a terrible newspaper. Like, all newspapers are terrible. It's not just Guardian. All broadsheets and all the red tops are just... You know, even WikiLeaks is complete bollocks, quite frankly. It's just a load of... You know, like, why is WikiLeaks more important than the BBC? And I know the BBC is completely biased as well, but so is WikiLeaks. Everything's biased. I'm biased. You're biased. We're all biased because we see the world through these filters. It's probably time for another podcast on that, talking about the way in which we see the world through our filters. But we've got filters. We've got experience. We've got memories. We've got education. We've got values. We've got all these different filters. We've got time and space. That's a crazy one. So you've got to stop listening to all these other people and just stick to the plan. And if you've not got a plan, you need to go out and get yourself a plan. And when you've got the plan, switch everything off, switch off the news, switch off Facebook, and focus on getting that plan working. And that is what will start increasing your income, but can then go into purchasing assets. And if you're already purchasing assets, awesome, get more assets, make a bigger plan. All right, awesome podcast today. We hope you really enjoyed that one. My name's Dan Latto, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.